I've been hate watching Halo. I'm not a big hate watcher, but
well, it seems like you are with Halo. Like you're going to Halo, town.
I've been grabbing clips of it. I don't know if you've been seeing them. I've been uploading some of them.
Yes,
I like. It's kind of stupid. It rides. No, yeah, it's very stupid. Very schlocky. Very stupid.
Yeah.
It's kind of riding. It's kind of riding the fence of bad, like good bad, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I think that's been keeping me watching it. Like, I laughed many times during the last episode.
But you're not laughing at the parts that you should be laughing at, right? Or are you?
I don't know. Sometimes No. I don't think there's a single joke in the show.
Okay, so you shouldn't be laughing.
So I should not be laughing. Yeah, uh-huh. It's all serious. But, I mean, there are some jokes. There was one really bad gamer joke that they told.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you saw that one, but it's like, Master Chief's like, he's like running. He's got his fucking battle rifle, you know, and he's like running and like a battle just started. It's supposed to be this big moment. Cortana's like talking in his ear.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like shooting aliens and shit. And then like he like runs out of ammo on his gun. And then Cortana goes, switch to your secondary. So he's like, he like starts to grab his other gun. And he goes, I know how the game is played, Cortana.
So they're breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah. It was just this terrible gamer joke.
I saw that clip and I was like, okay, maybe I'm missing the context of this. Or this is just straight up, they're just making joke about really, it being a game.
Literally, yeah, just making it. It completely did not fit into the whole scene, It was bad. So that was really funny.
I saw the clip where he threw the gun
at the guy. He throws the pistol at a grunt, which was pretty good.
I don't know if
they meant for that to be funny, but yeah, it looked hilarious. Especially because it's like you don't expect Master Chief to suddenly strike this throwing pose. Mm-hmm. So when he did that, I was like, "What the fuck is he doing?" And he just threw the pistol at a grunt, and I was like, "Okay, that's pretty funny."
See, I not to go too crazy into Halo, but it does seem like they're trying to make a serious show, but also just kind of doing whatever they want.
Yeah,
as far as the jokes.
At this point, they should probably just lean into the jokes because the serious shit is not good. Like, the story is completely not good at all.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, I mean, there's a second fucking... okay, you know how, like, in the first episode that we watched, you found that, like, artifact thing?
Yep.
There's another one. There's another MacGuffin.
Oh, my God.
The Covenant took it. Oh, both the UNSC and the Covenant have one. What's going to happen? And you know that they're trying to find Halo because in an earlier episode, they were like doing shit on the computer. And one of the ladies like leaned over and he goes, is this what they're looking for? Halo? And then it like did the,
Yeah, you sent me that link too. And I was like, oh my God, is this for it's real?
It's bad. Yeah. So they're trying to find, I think they're trying to lead up to the last episode, probably finding Halo. Or they're probably trying to lead up to episode 7 finding Halo because 7 is a big deal in Bungie universes. 7 is an important number, so they'll probably try and do it in that episode, if I had to guess.
Very exciting. Now, what's Halo, though?
Yeah.
What is Halo? What they're trying to find Halo. What's Halo?
Halo is the big station that's shaped like a halo. You know what I'm talking about? The big old circular donut thing in space that you land on in the first game.
And what's the point of it?
The point of Halo is that it is a weapon built by the Forerunners, which were a precursor race to all the humans and the Covenant and all that shit.
Asking that question.
Precursor race, Don't interrupt me. This is very important lore. And what the Halo does is when you activate it, it's actually a weapon and it wipes out all living life in the universe.
So this is not a Death Star.
They built it.
Uh-huh.
No, not a Death Star, because a Death Star is just one planet. This is all the whole universe.
This is a thing that'll destroy a universe.
Or it might just be a galaxy, but like pretty much. And that's what it was activated to kill the Forerunners. But you might ask yourself, why would they build a weapon?
Oh, yes.
That would destroy themselves. Why would they do that? And it's
because... Took the words right out of my mouth.
They were being attacked by an alien species called the Flood. And the Flood are like zombies. And apparently they're ruthless. They're honestly the easiest enemies in the game. But apparently they're ruthless, and they just are. They keep eating and destroying the galaxy. And the only way for them to kill them was to kill everything, which just doesn't make sense to me.
So they're like the Zerg from Star. Craft. Oh my God! Too many star things. Star Wars, Star Trek, Star Craft. Oh, okay. So
they're like the Zerg slash Borg. Like they kind of Borg too. Yeah, they're just like. But they're more of like an infestation virus type thing. Like they have a hive mind and all sorts of shit. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds kind of like the Zerg to me, but okay.
Yeah, they are like the Zerg.
Halo just kind of just, okay, we shouldn't keep going on about Halo. We did our Halo episode. I thought it would be
fun. If you've got other things to talk about, we could talk about, but listen, Halo.
I wouldn't say I have other things to talk about. I thought it would be funny to watch the Halo show so we could talk about it and do like our Halo spinoff of this show. But then
Yeah. But then we did a podcast and we acted like kind of like the after show, like, oh, we're gonna report on every episode of Halo, but we actually hate Halo and we're hate watching it.
Well, that's definitely what it would have to be for me.
That's what it would have to be.
Because I was like,
I kind of like that.
Something like that would be good. And it's something Josh. Oh, speaking of, hey, let me just do this. Let me just do this.
You might have noticed.
Hey, welcome to Binge or Cringe, a podcast about first episodes. What? He's saying the intro this early on? That's right. See, we're going to do things a little differently around here, okay?
That's right.
A little differently now that Josh is gone. We're going to have a little. More fun, a little more.
Woohoo!
Yeah, that's the ding effect. Three times, not just the normal one time. Let's do that.
Was that the dinner bell? Oh my.
Because we about to eat. And by that, I mean have a good time and have a fun time.
That's right.
We're going to play all the sound alerts that Josh never lets us play. Josh is gone!
Hit me with a toot.
He's calling for the toot. I wish you saw how many. There you go.
Perfect.
I wish you could see how many sound effects I have here. So it's actually not a good to use because I have way too many. It takes me forever. I need to scale it down.
That's the trouble with soundboards is they need to find the sounds. Yeah.
Yep. And I've gone through and cut this down twice before and I'm still have way too many.
I wonder what do professionals do? Do you think they search up the sounds?
I know they have like they have a device on their desk that they use and they push the button of the sounds.
Right, that's true. They have those like big ones with a bunch of like tile buttons on it. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Or I mean, some professionals like myself have just a website that they pull up with a bunch of buttons on it and you just click the button that you want.
Yeah. Yeah, and, that's the most professional.
That's actually really good. You want to try to do that. So you maybe move away from having the thing on your desk to all online. It's basically like I'm basically doing this podcast from the cloud. And that's what a lot of people are trying to get to. So I'm basically on the cloud streaming. So
yeah, you're in the cloud. You're up in the clouds on the cloud servers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, totally. That all makes sense. I completely followed.
Okay, good. But yes, this is a podcast about first episode. I'm your host Cassidy. With me today is just Jake. Okay.
Hello.
That's just Jake. It's just Jake today. No Josh.
Josh.
What did Josh have to do? I'm trying to, let me see if I can remember. I think he had to, go to the butt kissing factory. I think he was going to go kiss butts and, wear a diaper, I think he said. Something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like a thing down in the warehouse district.
Uh-huh.
It like travels because you can't have it in one location. You got to move locations because it's technically kind of gray area. But yeah, they put on diapers. They all get into a room. They do different things. Some people, that's just what they're into, and that's fine. I allow.
We're not. Yeah, we're not knocking that. We're just letting the listener know where he had to run off to.
Right. And we're not doxing him or anything because the location changes. We don't know the location. Mm-hmm. We just know it's in a warehouse.
And we don't know which like butts he's even kissing, right? Like it could be anyone from the mayor to a lowly, I don't know, what's a lowly a peon, you know?
Peon, yeah.
So
pawn.
A pawn.
Like for those chess heads out there.
Yeah. So that's where he is.
Like myself.
Hopefully he'll be back next week. We'll see, though. We'll see how it goes. It seems like he's kind of really getting into this stuff.
He's pretty addicted to that shit. I don't know about that. Yeah.
And a curious thing, which we should have asked him if he already watched this week's show, because as we all know, Josh is not a big anime head. He's actually anti-anime alliance. And yeah. He somehow managed to get out of this.
Right.
Very convenient.
Kind of, you know, yeah. I think we kind of picked this one because we were like, oh, this one looks different. Maybe this will get Josh. Maybe we'll finally get Josh into anime. And then he just disappeared to do his baby thing.
It's sad.
Grabbed and his rattle and ran.
He rattled away. Well, let's go ahead. Speaking of, this week we watched Spy X Family. Not your typical anime. I hate to even say that. Normally we take a break right now. But you know what? Josh is not here.
Why? Yeah, who needs breaks?
Little Josh always has to do his little break. Oh, I gotta change my diaper. Yeah. Bah, bah, bah,
bah, bah, bah. I mean, okay, technically, Josh. When we're editing this, we can take a break whenever we want.
Yeah.
Slide that shit in there. Boop.
Yep.
Break.
He's not even going to know. He's not even going to know what happens.
No. He's going to have no idea. In fact, we're going to make him edit this episode.
Damn right. I don't know. if we want to give him that power. If
That is a lot of power.
Listens to what we say at the end. chops and screws this episode.
Morphs our voices around. Fuck. Okay, maybe he won't.
But not your mammy's anime, this Spy X Family. And so I have this beef with people who are like, I don't watch anime. We can talk all this shit now because Josh isn't on here.
Right.
Because he's one of these people who are like, I don't watch anime. That sucks. And it's like, why? Like, why? So you're telling me, like, anime is like the staple in Japan. Like, that's like everybody watches it, right?
Yeah.
And so you're telling me.
It's just regular TV.
Yeah. So you're telling me this entire country's media you don't care for. Like, that would be like saying, I don't watch TV in America. Like, I don't watch live action television.
Right. And it's like
a lot. But it can be all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Right. Well, you know, and like, I mean, you could kind of say the same about like foreign anything, really. Like, there is sometimes there's people that just don't like anything that's like, oh, I don't like anything with subtitles. I don't like anything that's not, you know, made in Hollywood and stuff like that. I don't think he's that far.
No.
But yeah, I don't know. And then sometimes I hear, do you ever hear this one? Like, oh, no, I don't watch cartoons. Son of a bitch.
I feel like no one's brave enough to say that in my face.
Yeah.
Because we'd have a bit of a problem.
Yeah.
I could see people saying that. Actually, no, I have heard people say that. I think in front of us, someone has said that. I remember we were having lunch one time, and someone said that. And we, of course, dealt with them accordingly.
Yes.
By saying, sorry, never mind.
Sorry to bother you, sir.
We could talk about
neither do we.
The voice. I love a TV that's on television after 7 p.m. on a weekday.
Yeah. I stopped watching Dragon Ball Z when I was 15.
All right. I watch adult programming like, what's that show where people dress up and then they sing in big costumes? You know what I'm talking about?
It's not the Masked Singer.
The Masked Singer. I watch adult content like The Masked Singer. God. You look at what these.
I will never watch that shit.
No,
so maybe. I mean, maybe anime is to them like that is to us. You never know.
Yeah,
that shit is garbage, though. That shit sucks.
That is pure trash. That's like they took the idea of reality TV and they somehow made it worse, like more bland and boring, and
it's just pure like they might as well just put a celebrity in a box and then at the end of this 60 minutes we're gonna reveal who it is, right? Like, don't even go with the extra like singing shit. Just be like, nah, Who use your surprise celebrity this week?
Isn't it so weird?
And then fucking have like fucking Rudy Giuliani on there randomly and be like, okay, that's you guys already ratings are so bad that you need that guy.
Right. They have to like be controversial.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really, I don't understand the obsession with singing and dancing. Like, I get that those are fun things to do, but our culture really loves watching people dance and sing. And I don't really care about those things at all to watch a show. Like,
I don't like it when it's like, yeah, I don't like it when it's like the Masked Singer or like it's just like a prepared stage thing. You know what I mean? But I do like it when it's like, I do like, you know, crazy like musicals and stuff like that.
Yeah, I like those
things. It gets really intricate. Yeah, those are cool.
But that's something more. Like, that's something bigger than, hey, this celebrity is going to come out and sing this song for you.
And it's going to sound terrible.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And I wonder what, like, the next stage is, because we did, like, we did America's Got Talent or whatever that shit was. Where it was like, wow, can you believe this ugly person can sing? What? How? Yeah,
exactly.
What? Yeah. And they just kept doing it, doing it, doing it.
Dreams do come true.
Yeah, yeah.
That one was bad too.
And so now it's like, okay, so now we're just strictly, now it's just strictly celebrities. I think this is end of the road for it. I think this is kind of where it ends. It's just going to be this forever.
Right, because it's kind of similar to like Dancing with the Stars, which is just like, hey, you know these celebrities. Now we're gonna you're gonna watch them dance, right? Like,
yeah.
It's just how can we get more? How can we get celebrities into your face more often?
Yeah,
the shows now.
I heard some people talking about a lot of like the Netflix shows where it's like a celebrity goes around and eats food in other places. Like,
I think, yeah, that was a CNN thing too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they. I think it's like Stanley Tucci.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just like Stanley Tucci goes to Italy. They had like he had like a whole series on CNN where he was just going around to different places in Italy and eating food on camera. And I was just like, people fucking watch this? It's just a guy having a vacation that you're not having. You know what I mean? Like, why would you want to watch that?
And also getting paid
for free. Yeah, and then just say, he like every once in a while he would say something that's just supposed to be like, you know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he's supposed to be like a philosopher too or something. So like he'll just say some fucking bullshit. He'll be like, whatever. I watched one episode of it. It was bad.
It's
fuck,
weird.
We should have did it for this podcast.
I don't know. Well, there's another one. There's like one of the, like the teen heartthrob guys. He has a show on Netflix that does that too, where he like travels around and tries food and stuff. And it's like, there used to be like the criteria, like Anthony Bourdain was like, a chef, like he knew about food. Mm. Now the criteria is have enough Instagram followers that they think it's kind of like being for a little while. I did like DJing and they didn't care about anything other than how many people you could bring to the club. Like that's what mattered. Yeah. So that how many people can you guarantee you're going to bring in? And that's what it seems like with the celebrity shows.
It's not even like, about you getting discovered. It's about how many people you can bring to the club. It's kind of fucked up and backwards a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, that's just because that's all the club's going to care about is how much money they're going to make at night.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And so that might be what we see with like Netflix and all these like CNN, for instance. Like how many followers do you have on your social media, celebrity guy? Okay, well, will they watch on our channel? Because that's how we make our money. And that's why they have a show, would be my guess.
Yeah, it's true.
Cool system.
Yeah. So that good show content. You said it's on CNN Plus?
Yeah, CNN Plus. CNN Plus is actually really good. I'm looking forward to all the content that we're going to have on that.
Yeah, seems like future. It's really taken off. So I'm looking forward to subscribing to that.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even know what the fuck was supposed to be on that thing. It like came on. I didn't even do the Google search yet of like what's on CNN Plus and before it got canceled.
Yeah. CNN, like they didn't have any like flagship shows. CNN Plus is like CNN is a 24-hour news network.
Yeah.
How do you need more news than 24 hours worth of news? Why?
That was, it was dumb. It's just like you expect people to subscribe to a thing where they're not getting the things that they want. They're getting something else, like an extra. version of it that's probably cheaper because it's a new service. It didn't make much sense. They should have just fucking taken CNN and then offered a subscription to like have no ads and just watch it directly on their website.
Yeah.
That would have been made them way more fucking money and probably been way easier to do.
Yep. Well, it's like Netflix, I think, is doing the thing where I've heard this. I don't know if it's true, but they'll have like subscription tiers. And if you like have your current subscription, they're going to start putting ads on it and you can pay more to not have ads.
Netflix?
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I don't know if that's true.
Fuck. Yeah, that would suck ass.
Like the prices went
up. I've already canceled. I'm one of those people that canceled and then I guess a lot of people canceled. I canceled it as soon as I got the $20 alert. And it was just like, it's going to go up to $20. It's just like, see ya. Yeah. I mean, I'll still, I'm still going to watch shows for this podcast, but just won't do it, through the web app, through the web portal, if you know what I'm saying.
You're our dark web expert, so.
Yeah. That's where you got to go for TV shows. You have to go to the dark web. Can't find them anywhere else.
Yeah.
You can't find them randomly uploaded on YouTube sometimes. With like no content checking.
I forgot what I was going to say. Shit. But yeah. Netflix is going to probably shit the bed. I am hoping the person who I use Netflix from doesn't cancel their account or cancel me from it. Because that's another thing that's going to happen. Yeah. They're going to start not letting you share. So
yeah, God, I can't believe they announced all that shit.
Were they
a week or like a day?
Yeah.
I don't. Was that supposed to make their shareholders feel better or something? Is that what that was? Because I don't think that worked.
They probably were like, "Hey, look, yeah, we're going to raise the price, and that's going to be good for the money we make. Oh, by the way, we're going to kick everybody off of these shared accounts. So they're going to have to get their own account. So that'll be more money for us." I can see that making sense in their minds. But then when they blasted that out to the consumers, we're like, wait, what? Great info for a stakeholder meeting. Not great for a Twitter post.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that was so stupid. And like, it also just sounded like they wanted to blame everything except that they raised the price too.
Yeah.
So it just seemed it was bad from all angles. It's like, what the fuck?
Not to harp on prices going up, but I saw Nestle, and we also should talk about this anime that we watched, but I saw Nestle across the board this year is raising all their prices by 8.5%. Can you believe that shit? So any Nestle product, and I know they make a shit ton of stuff.
Yeah, they're already way in the profits, so I don't know why they need to raise their prices, but because you can't ever see those profits go down.
No, exactly. They were like, in the news article, they were like, "I would expect prices to go up in the future too." It's like, well, expect prices to go up?
Yeah.
Like, what else reality would I be living in? Prices, I've never seen a price go down.
Yeah.
Why can't prices go down?
Your profit will go down. You can't have
if it's supply and demand, and they happen to have more supply of something at some point. Why can't there be more profit or more lower price?
Yeah, no, supply and demand is bullshit. It's complete bullshit. Yes. I mean, like look at how, like we make a lot of food. Like we grow a lot of food in the U.S. and a lot of it just gets fucking wasted because we grow so much food that we could have a surplus. But if you had a surplus, guess what happens to the value of food? Goes down.
Mm-hmm.
So we waste food because that keeps the value up.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's the same concept, I'm sure, with all the fucking Nestle water and all that shit.
Yeah, I think they do a lot more than water. If we pulled up a graph, we would look at
of stuff. Yeah, they're like the Disney of the food world.
Yeah, there's like four of those and they kind of control everything.
Yeah.
Well, everything will just slowly get worse and never get better. But we did watch a good anime that was making things at least tolerable for the 30 minutes that we watched it. Before returning to the hellscape that we live in.
Fires raged outside.
Just patiently like rocking in our chair waiting for the next episode. Oh, I hope I get to see it.
Yep.
So we watched Spy X Family. Very good anime, I'll just say right out of the gate. Yep. Let's play this trailer, because I did see that there was some information in this trailer, and this is great podcast content because it's not going to be in English.
You could do the... You could dub it.
So, original comic, or manga, as we say here, when Josh is not around, serialized in Shonen Jump Plus... I think it sold like a million copies or something. So the oh, there you go. Oh my god, that's a little more. 12,500,000 volumes in print of the.
That's pretty crazy.
So very popular.
And I hadn't. I don't know about you, but I've never heard of this before I saw the show.
You know, I think either you know about manga or you know like a lot about it, or you know nothing about it.
That's true. Yeah. I'm not in any manga circles.
Me either.
So, but I guess, yeah, it must be, it's a really popular manga, so it doesn't surprise me that the show ended up being pretty good, too.
I have a friend who I used to play games with, and then he got super into manga, and he had, like, a big, long list of all the ones he was reading, and I was like, that's not a bad idea. Like, something I like to do is, like, oh, I don't know anything about this genre, or I haven't listened to any music in, like, 5 years. Let me go get, like, a bunch of the top 10 lists and compile it and then catch up, you know?
Yeah.
Same with, like, a manga or, like, anime or any medium, gaming. Just be like, oh, yeah. You know, there's so much out there.
They have, like, yeah, like, if you use anything like Spotify and stuff, like, they have, like, you know... playlists that are kept up to date with like the top of the charts and stuff. So occasionally I'll just go into there and just fucking listen and be like, no, I don't know this. I don't know this. I don't know this. Cause like, I feel like since the days where I don't listen to the radio anymore, like I just don't, you know, I never hear shit anymore unless I seek it out.
For a long time I used NPRs. I would take NPR. I would take the AV Club and Pitchfork, and I'd compare all the like, the top artists from like, they'll all do like end of the year list. And I compare all those artists and then just kind of pick and choose knowing my taste of what I might like out of that. And I always found really good stuff. But the fun thing about that is you find it and I never stored it anywhere. Like I would just listen to the music and then I'd forget about it and it would be lost forever.
Oh, I fucking hate that. I hate it when I listen to a song and I really like it. And then I just like, forget about it for like a week and then I just can't find it again. Cause I'm just like, fuck, remember that song? I really liked it, but I can't do the tune or anything. I just know I liked it. I'll never hear it again.
Did you ever do the thing where you listen to, God damn, we should talk about, let's talk about this anime. Let's talk about this anime.
Okay.
We can go off on another tangent again.
It's cause we didn't have a bunch of conversation front loaded. So we're just like, we're sprinkling it in.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this anime, which I don't know if it's, is it Spy X Family or just Spy Family? And then the X is like for display purposes. I feel like it's just Spy Family.
It might be, but I don't know. X implies, I think X nowadays implies like in collaboration with.
Oh, okay.
Like see how it says which studio X Cloverworks?
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll see like if a, like a shoe company or like some company does like a like Puma X Animal Crossing, like they did a shoe line of Animal Crossing shoes.
Oh, okay.
So maybe it means cross. Yeah,
it
maybe
be cross. Spy Cross Family, could it? No,
could be.
Maybe. Okay.
So, oh no, I shouldn't have. I should have read the top comment.
What was the top?
Oh, I didn't see it. Can't. I don't want to. It's a huge spoiler. It's a huge spoiler. Huge.
Oh, shit. Fuck. That sucks.
That spoiler I just read. that's probably something at like end of like season two or more.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That do sucks. Not. If you look at the trailer, do not look at the comments because the top comment is a huge fucking spoiler.
Was it like intentionally trying to spoil or is it just like.
It was saying prepare for the most epic blank of all time. Fuck. And it's like something you were like, oh, huh. Yeah. I guess that does make sense that would happen later. I won't spoil it. So.
It sucks.
Yeah, it sucks.
I'll pour one out for you.
Thank you. Yeah, I won't spoil that. Our protagonist, Tasogari, he's the spy guy.
Yeah, also known as Twilight.
Twilight, okay. I actually had to rewatch this because I kind of forgot the beats that went through this. Like, I remembered I liked it, and I watched this for my own personal enjoyment, and then we're like, let's do it for the show. Essentially, there's an all-out war between East and West going on, and he's the spy who has to keep that from happening.
Yep. And he's part of Ostania, which is the West.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. I think the show takes place in the East.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah. Hey, I'm not. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I think, yeah, because he's a spy for the West and he's in the East, so.
Yeah. You know what's weird about this show? There's another show on Netflix that just came out that's about a guy befriending a kid. I can't remember what it's called, but it was weird to see that like two shows came out at the same time about this, where like the kid has a strange voice, and it's like the kid acts like an adult. I watched some episodes of that. It was okay, but okay. So anyways, he's basically in charge of making sure the East and West do not destroy each other.
Yeah. And he's who it opens on. And like, I thought it was kind of funny. I missed it the first time. I actually watched it a couple times too. Mm-hmm. And the second time I watched it, I realized that they were trying to capture pictures of like the mayor's toupee falling off.
Yeah.
And that's how they were going to like get him out of office, which I just thought it was so funny that like, that's what they're trying to do. But yet, there's a bunch of people that keep getting killed and like cars blown up.
Yeah, it's true.
That's true. So, yeah, it opens with like a guy driving his car and he like realizes that the brakes have been cut and he like goes off the bridge and his car explodes.
It's you blink and you miss it with a lot of this intro stuff.
Yeah.
Rewatching the second time, I was like, damn, there's so much here that, I don't feel like I really needed to know it too much. Like, all you really need to know is he's a spy guy and he's in charge of now this daughter of his, basically.
Yeah. And you know what's kind of crazy is when I watched it the first time, I watched it with a different – it was like fan subs.
Oh, what?
And the second time, I like watched it with the official subs.
Uh-huh.
So I had kind of a weird, different experience watching it the second time because it was like the subs were like better, but there were subs from the first one that like, so everything meant the same thing, but they just said it differently.
Right.
So like that was really weird. It kind of threw me off, but they like there were some jokes that like worked better in the original, like the fan subs, than they did in the official one.
Weird.
And I was like, oh yeah. So I was like, oh man, I liked that line better when it was this.
Wow. That's crazy. Yeah.
So I had kind of a weird experience there.
I think I might have done the same thing as you because we both have access to the same file.
The place that we watched, yeah.
And I saw that there were two different subs. And the first time I listened to the first one, the second time I was like, oh, what's this one? And I clicked the other English sub. So I may have done the same thing.
Yep. So yeah, there's two subs. And one of them, if you like open it and you like look at the details of each sub file, one of them says Crunchyroll. So that means that it's like the official Crunchyroll subs for it.
I think
is the one you want to use more often.
I saw one of them said Weeb on it. And I was like, oh, well, that's probably a good one. That might have been the fan service one.
Yeah, I think that those are like fan ones, which aren't bad. Like the subs weren't bad. It's just that they were different. So it was just like some of the jokes I remembered were not there. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. Okay. So we see Twilight. He's going to – they basically are like, here's your mission. You gotta get married and you got to have a kid. Because the guy he's after, Donovan Desmond, he doesn't really leave – he basically doesn't leave his house and you can only find him at his kid's school. So he has to like get into this prestigious school with the kid and have the front that he's married. Go ahead.
The guy is like super paranoid. And I thought it was funny when they showed his picture in the newspaper.
Yeah.
Just, his eyes were just like super wide and
bugging.
Just looked like he was like on meth, basically. So
yeah, he looked to me like
meet that guy.
A fucked up looking Hitler is what he looked like to me.
Yeah, he did look like that, yeah. Which I am getting some slight World War... I feel like the era that it takes place in is kind of... I don't know. Like,
it is not, kind of... Yeah.
It might be like 1950s or something, but it's also kind of 1940s-ish too. So it's kind of an interesting era. I don't know if it's like supposed to actually be in that time because it's also a fantasy world, right? These two countries don't exist.
Yeah.
But definitely trying to be similar to that time period.
This is like, this is what you are always talking about. You're always like, yeah, I really love, I wish we could go back to that era stuff.
Yeah, totally.
Which I always thought was, so you, that's kind of, explains like your interest in this.
Yeah. Man, I just love 1930s Germany. It's
something
so
just, something about it.
God. I'm just going to get, I'm going to get canceled. Purely from not saying anything, just from you talking about it, I'm going to get canceled. for the record, I don't, those, none of that was true.
Okay. We'll just keep that in the DMs. So he goes to this orphanage, and the orphanage scene, I really liked that. And that does make it seem like it's from that time period where the guy running is just like, I don't care, just take whatever kid you want. Oh, like this kid is weird. Get this kid out.
He's drunk at like 10 a.m.
Yeah. So he...
Yeah. They're walking up through the orphanage and then like there's just a bunch of like there's just trash everywhere. It's a terrible orphanage. And then the guy, he has like an internal monologue because the guy says... or the Twilight is like, I'm looking for a kid that's like, you know, show some intelligence. And there's like an internal monologue where he's just like, I just want to get rid of this weird kid.
Yeah.
And so that's when he turns, that's when he like shows him into this room. And that's when we meet Anya.
Yes. And so she can read minds, we learn. And something interesting about this in watching it twice is when they first meet, you can't, you don't know that she can read minds. And so she's doing all this weird stuff. And you're like, oh, is why? How is this girl like so smart? And what I thought didn't really work on the second viewing is she did a crossword puzzle.
Yeah.
And she did the crossword puzzle by reading his mind. So she was lucky that he was solving them over and over. But also, like, if she's like 4 or 5, she wouldn't know how to spell that shit. Like, these were, insanely complicated words. And she, and somehow she did the whole crossword puzzle. I was like,
that's true. Yeah. It's not like he's spelling it out in his head.
Yeah. So
I actually missed that the first time. I didn't understand why she did the crossword.
Yeah. I didn't either the first time.
And that's because of those fucking subtitles. Because the subtitles did not fill in that he was saying the answers out loud.
Oh my God.
So it was just like, oh, I guess she's really smart too. Like, I didn't understand that she was I don't remember where I realized that she was a telepath for the first time. It was not long after that scene.
You probably realize that they literally had a narrator read that.
That's true. Yeah, yeah.
There's this, which was weird because at no other point do they have a narrator. So they just randomly have this narrator say, literally, she was a gifted child. She was like experiment. She was like done. She was like made in like a lab or something.
She had, at some point she had these like, scientist parents. I don't know if they were real parents or what, but like they were like experimenting on her. I think they either gave her the telepath powers or they were just doing experiments on her because she was a telepath.
Yeah. Which I don't know. Like I kind of liked that they just threw that in there.
Yeah.
Like the show.
No, I liked it too.
Yeah. They're just like, oh, by the way, she can read minds and we're not really going to say anything about it.
And she doesn't tell anybody either.
Yeah.
Which I think is actually the other cool element is that nobody knows that she can read minds, but because she's like a little kid, she's like always doing weird shit because she read your mind, which was just makes it really funny.
Like you don't suspect it because you're like, oh, that's just a kid being weird, but she's literally reading your mind.
Yeah, like I think when Twilight first walks into the room, he says like, oh, she looks like she's only like 4 or 5. I need somebody who's like 6 years old in his head. And then she just immediately goes 6.
And she like stands up on her tippy toes.
Yeah. And she says like, oh, but you don't look, but she's not very tall. And then she like starts standing up on her tippy toes. And it's just, it's just really good. Well done. It's funny.
I will say this show feels like somebody just was like, hey, let's take, it was almost like a, what's that thing? Like a, where you like pick a word and then you put the word in the puzzle and then it fills it out. What's that thing called? At Mad Lib. It feels almost like a Mad Lib where they were just like, okay, your protagonist is going to be a spy and he's going to need a kid and the kid's going to be what? Telepathic. Like it just, it's just like, it's such a weird mishmash of it's stuff really that they weird, just throw together, but it works. I'm not saying it's,
it works really well. Yeah, it works really well. And it's like, it is very, it's funny how much they don't have to sell you on like, yeah, she's a telepath.
Yeah.
Like no explanation. It's just a thing in this world that just apparently some, you know, this person is a telepath, just deal with it.
Yeah.
And it, it totally works though.
And like, he's just a spy who can just do whatever, basically, like put on like a mask and see, he somehow has a mask of the guy. So later on in the warehouse scene, like he somehow has a mask of the guy that's like trying to capture them.
Yeah. Yeah. He somehow has these masks that he can just disguise as pretty much anybody.
Yeah.
That he just has on sometimes, which honestly, I love it when they do that shit. I loved it in fucking Mission Impossible. Every time they had a fucking random mask on. Yeah. I always love that shit. I think it's hilarious and I'm always for it. So
it,
yeah,
it feels grounded in reality with like their relationship, but everything else is kind of like fantastical in a way. Like,
yeah. Well, it's kind of original James Bond-ish. You know what I mean? Like a lot of the early James Bonds are kind of silly.
Yeah.
Like compared to like modern day James Bond is much more serious and self-serious, but older James Bonds, like everything was much sillier. Like he had like kind of these crazy gadgets and like, you know, so I think it's kind of trying to harken back to that.
Mm-hmm.
And be kind of sillier with that shit. But it's also still got that, it's still cool. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of the shit he does as a spy is really cool. He's got his secret fucking spy gadgets and shit that he buys from his friend.
Yeah.
He's, he's got the masks. He just does, like, he just does cool shit.
Spy shit, yeah.
So.
Well, like, the poster for the show, it shows them, like, it shows them as their normal self, and then it shows them as their alter ego, or like, so everybody has like the spy side. Like he has his spy side. Spoilers for episode 2, the girl he meets has her assassin side, and the kid has her telepath side. So everybody, so everybody has their like two sides. And then the one side is like, hey, we're just a normal family trying to, you know, figure out this relationship. And then the other side is like, we're like crazy assassin spies, telepaths. Yeah. So it's cool that they have like the two things going on at once. I don't know. They balance it really well.
And kind of like that. What is it? Like Meet the Smiths or whatever. What's that movie with like Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie?
I know what you're talking about.
Where they're like us, they're both spies and they don't know it, and they're like, they're married and shit, kind of like that a little bit too. Especially toward this in the second episode, there was a scene in the second episode, which I guess it's spoilers, we both watched the second episode.
It's fine, we're watching the show, it's fine.
People watching it. I'm not gonna say if it's a binge or a cringe yet.
Hang on
everybody. Don't get ahead of yourself. But it reminds me of that though, like that movie.
Yeah, I never saw that movie, but it's just kind of like a spy thing, right? Your alter ego, your innie and your outie, Severance terms. Outie. Mm-hmm. I liked when he said child acquired. I thought that was funny.
Oh yeah,
that when was he got the good, kid.
Yeah. I like how the kid kept saying, Daddy's a liar. Papa is a liar. Yeah. She just kept saying that, and I just thought that was hilarious. Like he would tell this like blatant lie, and then just in her internal monologue was just like, "Wow, Dad's a liar."
Yeah. Well, I liked her progression on that too, because when she first saw it, she was like, "I don't like this," and then as the lies got crazier, she was like, "Oh, that's cool. That's a good thing."
Yeah, that's what spies do. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's also like super into spies too, which happens to work out. So.
And it also happened to work out that every time she turns on the television, it's literally starting the first of the episode is just starting of the spy show. Turn on the TV. It's the splash screen of like spy show.
Just starting.
Yeah, just starting. There,
that is pretty funny. Yeah.
It made me think that there are some givens for anime. Like there's some things that you just don't think about. And that's one of them. Like anytime she turns on the TV, because she does it multiple times in multiple episodes, it always starts with like, it's like on Cowboy Bebop when they would turn on the show and it'd be like, "Howdy, space travelers," is always the beginning of the episode. It's like, yeah, that's fine. That's what they're watching. Mm-hmm. I don't care. There's little stuff like that.
Yeah. Which, none of that, I guess, really bothers me.
Don't you think that would be weird on like a normal show? If like they sat down and they're like, "What's on TV?" And then, I don't know. Would that be weird?
I think it's kind of like a style choice. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, I'm totally willing to believe it either way, I guess. Like, if a show was trying to be realistic up till that point, and then they did that, then I'd be like, that's weird. That shouldn't happen. But I don't know. Even then, like, sometimes, you know, I think of shows like Breaking Bad. Like, Breaking Bad was pretty realistic for most of it, but mm-hmm. occasionally something off would happen that was just kind of like almost like a style choice. So,
I'm interested in this, in how prevalent this is. Of character turns on TV, because most
is it a trope? Is it like in the trope database or whatever?
It might be. I'm gonna make a note of this to follow up because it is a weird phenomenon. Character turns on TV, and because like in Marvel movies, it's always like the news. It's always like something's going on. They're in like a diner, and it's like cut to the TV, and it's like, "Oh, Iron Man just fell into a building. Wow."
That's true. It's always exactly where it needs to be when they turn it on.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Which I don't know if it ever, if the TV is an important part of the scene, I feel like it will always do that. But if the TV is just background, then they don't have to do that.
You know what I like is when the TV's on in the background and they're talking about stuff and they're doing stuff in the scene and then the camera slowly pans in on the TV. And then it's the thing that the TV's supposed to show.
True.
I like that.
That is cool.
Because you kind of like see it going on. You're like, huh. But you're not really paying attention to it.
Yeah.
That
and
I like.
The camera shifts the attention to the TV. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's like breaking news or something.
Right. It's like right at that point that you're supposed to be paying attention to it.
That's always cool. I can't name any movie where that happens, but I know it's happened.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where it's like, I remember seeing that somewhere and it was fucking cool.
Yeah, yeah. So the what's the girl's name again? The daughter?
Anya.
Anya. She's very excited about being a spy, having her dad be a spy. There's a lot of like wacky stuff that happens. She likes peanuts a lot. I wrote that down because at certain points she's like crying.
They go out on the town or whatever, like because he's like shopping and she wanted to go with him. And she's like listening to his internal monologue the entire time. And he keeps saying things like, "Oh, maybe she's not smart after all."
Yeah.
And she like freaks out or like, he says that there could be danger around. I got to make sure I like, you know, pay attention. And then she like runs and like hides underneath like a table or something. And it's just like, the shit keeps happening. It's really funny. But yeah, the peanuts thing came up because, I think he said like in his head that, "Oh, I need to like, you know, I need to learn more about Anya," or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just started telling him facts about her. Like, "I like peanuts," and like shit like that.
It's perfect for like, and a lot of animes I don't like when like characters have the like super wacky, exaggerated facial expressions, you know, where they're like crying or their eyes are X's or whatever. But this is like the most I've seen it work because it's a little kid. Like it makes sense that she'd be so exaggerated. But like when you're watching like a Demon Slayer, like Dragon Ball Z, and Goku's like, and he's like has a giant tear streaming.
Yeah.
I was like, this doesn't make sense for this character to do that.
Yeah. And for some reason it's more cringy with that stuff. You know what I mean? Like you just kind of have to cringe through it.
Yeah.
And this is honestly, this is the first example of a show where like it intentionally does that, but it pulls it off and it's actually funny.
Right.
Like, I actually find it funny. I'm not cringing through it. I'm like, damn. Like,
yes.
I didn't know that was possible.
Yeah.
I just thought that it was not a thing I could ever do. You know what I mean?
Right. Like,
it different me. Types of humor, you know, in Japan yeah. versus here, and it just doesn't translate. But I know I was wrong. It can totally translate.
I agree. That's the first time that that sort of exaggerated style I've found funny. Because usually I'm just like, mm-hmm. this is, it's like slapstick almost. It's like, okay, this is yeah. the part where he runs around, you know, and he's like, ah, running back and forth right. really like, fast.
Yeah, yeah almost like it's kind of like, it's almost Looney Tunes-y in yeah. a way. I don't know. It's like, yeah, dust is kicking up or something. Yeah.
yep.
But yeah, in this show, it's totally different. Like they do... It's just funny. I don't know. It's like funny. It's got better it writing works. Or something.
Yeah. And it works, I think, because, yeah, she's like, one, it's because she's a kid, so she it should be exaggerated. But two, you can also kind of like be like, that's how her mind works, right? Like, she's going to yeah. be like, ah, like crying. Everything's extreme. Yeah.
It's very believable for yeah. her character. Yeah. So. Her character is also, I think, probably the best on the show, at least so far for me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think she's fucking hilarious. Every yeah. time there's a scene with her in it, just like the mix of having her be a telepath mm-hmm. with her just also just like her character is just the way really that good. She acts is just funny. Yeah, it's just really yeah. good.
She probably is because, yeah, she's funny and like she's also smart for a kid. Like, I don't know. It just really works.
It works well.
I think I'll just kind of briefly touch on the rest of the episode here. Basically, there's a couple scenes where it shows their, like, it's like a flashback to them, like, her dealing with her parents, like, pushing her to study. And then there's a scene of his past where he's, like, crying and he's like, I could never cry or something. Those are fine.
I thought when he did his, I thought it was actually pretty good. Mm-hmm. Because, so basically, the whole... The big thing in the episode is that Anya sneaks into, which we forgot to mention,
yes.
whenever he's trying to leave on the next day and leave her behind because he doesn't want to bring her anymore. And she keeps like sneaking out of his fucking room and he keeps like pointing at different spots and like spotting her. I thought that was fucking hilarious.
That was really good. And there were yeah. like little heads like popping up around the corner.
Yeah. And just the way he kept saying there, just like there, there, yeah. and just like pointing in like fucking different spots.
It was great.
And then, like, and she was enjoying it because she was like, it was like they're playing hide and seek, basically. Yeah. That was really good.
Really well
done. But he ends up barricading her in the apartment because that's the only way to keep her from leaving. And, like, yep. he, like, puts, like, a dumpster in front of it or something. I don't know what the fuck that even was.
Anime.
Anime. But she ends up getting into his, like, spy equipment and using a communicator. And then some people like trace it and find out about it. And it was funny because like over the communicator, she just kept saying like, this is Twilight or something like that.
Right.
Just the worst possible information you can give out.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then so they end up tracing it and then like they end up kidnapping her or like they break into his place when he's not there, but she is there. They kidnap her and then they go down to like some warehouse or something and they're like waiting for him to show up and they're like setting a trap or whatever. And then that's when fucking Twilight shows up wearing the mask of like the person he was fighting in that house, which I don't know how that happened. You mentioned that earlier. I was like, how the fuck did he make that mask?
Yeah. That part confused me on the first watch through. Cause I thought it was that guy for the most of the time.
Me too. I was like, is he like a double agent or something?
I think this show would be a lot easier to understand if it was dubbed. But you kind of lose that a little bit when you're reading it. I feel like it's easier to get confused with what she's reading, like what she is hearing in their head.
That's true.
It's like kind of gets confusing.
They do because they switch a lot in the show where they're like they have internal monologues and they say things out loud. Then they read things.
Yeah.
And all of it is subtitled for us. So sometimes we can mix it up. But also subtitles themselves are just hard, right? Because it's like... You have to read the screen. If you look away for a moment, you'll miss an entire line of dialogue.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, sometimes you just miss it. But
I don't know how
this is getting dubbed, though.
Oh, it is.
I haven't heard the dub yet. They premiered the first episode of the dub like last week. So the dub is out there. I might go and try that one. Yeah. but the problem is I'm caught up with the subs, which is only two episodes.
And you've watched it multiple times, right?
Like, yeah.
I can't go back and again, do it again.
Yeah, I can't go back.
Yeah.
And plus, the voice acting is really good, too, for the for the Japanese voice acting. So
it's true.
Yeah. I am curious, though, if they pull off Anya's voice in English, because that would probably be really, really tough to pull off.
Yeah, I don't think it's possible. Yeah. So I guess we are probably both in agreement here. We are going to continue, and we have been binging this show.
Yeah.
I would recommend it, even if you're not an anime head, but if you are still listening to this podcast, odds are you are.
Yeah.
So definitely check it out. It is worth hunting down and watching. It's a little different, but it's good. It's wholesome. It's funny, and it's well written. It's smart. So I recommend it.
And yeah, even if you're not an anime head, like you said, because it's like the writing in it, you know, you don't have to watch any anime or anything like that to appreciate the writing in it. And like, it's all very funny, even if you don't watch it, have never watched anime. Like, it's not specific to anime at all. It could just be a fucking TV show done really well, too. And it'd also be good.
Exactly. All right. Well, let's take a little break. And when we come back, we will play a little game. A little game I've devised for Jake. We'll be right back. All right, Jake. So we watched a show about anime, being an anime spy. And what I thought would be a fun thing to do is figure out if you are, in fact, a spy. Let's play a little game called Is Jake a Spy?
Oh, shit.
Original name, Do Not Steal. Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to take this quiz to determine if you are indeed a spy.
But if I accept a spy mission, doesn't that make me a spy?
This is a bit of a paradox. All right, so I think you're going to do well on this. We don't have a Josh to... I don't think Josh would pass this quiz, honestly, and that's one reason we didn't have him on the show this episode. I don't think he's...
That's one reason he wasn't invited.
We're like, this is going to be a little too hard for you, this spy quiz, Josh, so don't want to embarrass him.
It's like actually really fucked up. We actually told him that we canceled
the
recording anyway.
And I went ahead and went live on Twitch, just kind of hoping he doesn't notice.
We gave him extra episodes to watch, and that's what he's doing.
So
he's distracting him with that.
Jake, here's a question for you. Do you know how to use a gun? And here are your options. Yes, very well. I didn't even see a gun. Okay, I don't know what that... I didn't write this quiz. In computer games, yes.
Is this a fucking BuzzFeed quiz?
Or just the basics. Jake, this is what you have to take to get into be a professional spy, okay?
Oh, okay. Yeah,
this
is this CIA? Is this CIA, FBI?
This is the MI6? Official title of this quiz is How to Be a Spy Kid? ?
Okay. Have I ever used a gun?
Yes.
Is the question.
Yes, very well. In computer games, yes, or just the basics?
In computer games, yes.
Oh, Jake, okay. Okay, you don't get the results till the end of this. This is just how. This will actually be sent off to a high security facility database, and then we'll get the results back. We'll actually have to come back to this later. It takes up to 48 hours to get the results, so... We'll take a break from the podcast. We'll come back. It probably will sound seamless to the listeners, but just so you guys know, 48 hours will have passed.
Yeah, because of the editing.
Yeah, we'll just edit this down. This question comes with a little quote. The quote says, "A smart woman knows emotions can teach. A wise woman will use them to grow." That's from Coach Bobby's. Don't know what that's about. Are you wise or are you... You already answered this. Are you wise or are you smart? And you answered false. Okay.
Next.
Listen to these. Okay. Are you wise or are you smart? I am both. I can only be good with decision. I think wise.
Is this translated? Is this poorly translated from another language?
It could possibly be.
Okay.
So
you're both. Read those options again?
I am both. I can only be good with decision. I think wise or just smart.
Okay. I would say that I'm just smart.
Just smart. Okay. Let's put it down here. Here, I'll share this on my screen so you can see your... in computer game, yes. God. Just smart. Are Wait, you good
can you
with
back the... to the top one real quick?
Do you know how to use a gun?
I didn't even see a love gun.
Yeah, I didn't read that at first because I thought it was maybe a typo, but now I realize this is full of typos.
Okay. All right, sorry. We can go. We can move on.
Are you good with analysis? The best in the world? I guess not. Depends on which am I going to analyze. I can cope up.
I can cope up. I can cope up.
Okay, you can cope up. Okay, that's good. That's good.
I can cope up.
Are you really sure that you are a potential spy kid? Yes, very sure. Very sure about it. I didn't dream becoming one. I can't tell, but let's have a test. No, I don't like the idea.
Sorry, I don't mean to correct you, but that third one is actually, I can't tell, but let have a test.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
I can't tell, but let have a test.
Okay, let have a test here. I like these glasses. Spy dude.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Spy Kids?
No. Have you?
Classic movie. Yes, I have.
Okay. Well, how about this? Do you have a strong kick? I think so. Let me try it to you. Oh, no. Don't try it to me, please. I guess because I am a soccer player, I have super skinny legs. What to expect?
What to expect? I'm going to say, let me try it to you.
Hey, don't try it to me with your strong kick. I should have probably looked at this quiz before. Would you mind being a superhero sidekick? Ooh, no problem with me. I don't want it. I want to become the superhero. I can't assist if I am not busy. That's totally funny. This is important. Think about your answer. Don't just...
I can assist if I am not busy.
It's not looking good for your hopes of being a spy kid, I'm thinking. What is your expertise? Combative sports? Eating and sleeping? I think in decision making. I don't know yet.
I would say eating and sleeping.
Okay. This is what we're doing on a Friday night. Have you gone to an army training?
I'm literally a block away from Comic-Con, and this is what I'm doing.
You're doing the spy kid quiz?
Yeah.
Have you gone to an army training, though? I had, but I quit. I never imagined that. I am planning to. Still on the training.
Still on the training. I never imagined that.
I never imagined that. All right. So we're going to go ahead.
What are my results?
Well, we're going to have to go ahead and ship these out. I'm going to have to package these up and mail these out to the... So let's take a break. And when we come back, we are going to get your results. Okay. Hey, we're back. So let's see what your results are. You got... Be smart and wise. You can never be a spy unless you are smart and wise. Get smart. So I don't All think right. you made it.
I'm sorry. Am I not a spy?
Sorry to admit you to
wait, what?
Yeah, you are not a
You can never be a spy unless you are smart and wise.
Yeah. And your
got be smart and wise. But it says I am smart and wise.
No, it says get smart.
But at the top it says be smart and wise.
Dot, dot, dot.
Oh.
So it's like saying, be smart and wise.
What is that image of? Why is it cropped like that?
The image is some old guy.
It's some guy, and get smart is fucking cropped out.
I think Get Smart is an old spy show. Get Smart.
Right. I know what Get Smart is. Oh, okay. But the image is just... Oh, I saw where the image came from.
Yes, on that image search. It's from this cropped image.
Okay.
All right. Well, unfortunately, Jake is not a spy, but that's okay. You can still watch the spy show. You just need to get smart and wise. And I think...
Okay. So I was pretty close. I just wasn't smart and wise.
Yeah. If you do more smart...
So wait, did it fucking decided from question one? That was question one. Was am I smart or am I wise? I said just smart. It just decided from there. The rest of the questions were bullshit.
Questions, yeah. So, yeah. That's too bad. Fuck. Let me do this. Let me do, I am both. Yes, I can use a gun very well. I am the best in the world. I'm very sure that I'm a kid. I'm very good at kicking because I'm a soccer player. I'm doing mine.
Yeah, okay.
I want to be the superhero. Combative sports. Still on the training. Let's see if I'm a spy quiz. Or maybe this quiz will just break. Okay, perfect. It's broken.
No, remember, we gotta ship it off and wait.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that ought to do it for this episode. I don't know what else to do. I don't think I can wait any longer for my results, but we'll be back next week. We're going to watch a little show called Our Flag Means Death. Scary sounding show, but I think it's a comedy. Thank you guys for listening, and we will see you next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Josh.
Did you hear Josh?